Morning watch, laboring on the all-inclusive Christ typified by the good land for the building up of the church as the body of Christ, for the reality and the manifestation of the kingdom, and for the bride to make herself ready for the Lord's coming. Week 10. Governing principles that we need to see and experience in order to possess Christ as the good land. Friday, related verses. Exodus 33:14 through 15. And he said, My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. And he said to him, If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. Exodus 13:21. And Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them on the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might go by day and by night. Exodus 33:12 through 13, 16 through 17. And Moses said to Jehovah, See, you say to me, Bring up this people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, I know you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, therefore, if I have found favor in your sight, please let me know now your ways, that I may know you, so that I may continue to find favor in your sight. Consider also that this nation is your people. For how then shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not by your going with us, so that we, I and your people, are distinct from all the other people who are on the face of the earth? And Jehovah said to Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Jeremiah 23:29. Is not my word thus, like fire, declares Jehovah, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? Related reading. In Exodus 33:12 through 17, Moses bargained with God for his presence to go with him and the people. God's presence is his way, the map that shows his people the way they should take. In topology, the cloud signifies the Spirit, and the fire for enlightening signifies the word of God. Hence, the instant living leading from God comes through either the Spirit or the word. The two pillars symbolize God himself, for he is both the Spirit and the word. Furthermore, the word is also the Spirit. Thus, God, the word, and the Spirit are one to lead and guide us continually, whether by day or by night. In the Christian life, there is no difference between day and night, for the light from the pillar of fire causes the night to become day. The first governing principle is the presence of the Lord in the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire. In these pillars, the presence of the Lord is the first governing principle. This factor relates to the gathering and to the activity or movement of the Lord's people. When, how, and where the Lord's people should move and act depend on the presence of the Lord revealed to them in the pillar of cloud and in the pillar of fire. In other words, if we would go on to possess the land, we must do so by the presence of the Lord. If the presence of the Lord goes with us, we can enter and enjoy the land. You remember how the Lord promised Moses, My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest. This means that he would bring the people into the possession of the land by his presence. So Moses said to the Lord, If your presence does not go with us, do not bring us up from here. Moses demanded that the Lord's presence must go with them, otherwise he would not go. My presence shall go with you. This is quite a peculiar word. The presence shall go. It does not mean that he will go. He will go is one thing, and his presence shall go is another. Do you realize the difference? Let me illustrate with a story. One time, four or five of us who were serving the Lord together were going to a certain place. We all traveled together. One brother at that time, however, was not happy with us, yet he had no choice but to go. We all traveled on the same train. All but this one brother sat in car number one, and he sat by himself in car number two. He went with us, but his presence did not go with us. He left with us, he traveled with us, and he arrived with us, but his presence was not with us. Many times the Lord will go with you, but his presence will not. Many times the Lord will truly help you, but be assured he is not happy with you. You will receive his help, but you will lose his presence. He will bring you to your destination and he will bless you, but throughout the whole trip you will not sense his presence. He will go with you, but his presence will not. The angel of Jehovah is Christ as God's sent one. The fact that God's sent one went before the camp of Israel indicates that Christ was the one who was leading the people. When the angel of God moved, the pillar moved also, showing that the angel and the pillar were one. Christ and the leading spirit cannot be separated.